This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah is granting you. Subhanallah, Rabbil Alameen. Ulaika alayhim salawatu min Rabbihim wa rahmah wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Those are the ones who are rightly guided. They are the ones who are rightly guided. So, my brothers and sisters, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. You know, in other verses of the Quran, Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. After he mentions the sinful, those who've lost hope in the mercy of Allah, those who've turned away from Allah, those who disbelieve, etc. In verse number 160, Allah says, the exception is for those who have turned back to Allah, they've made amends, they've corrected their ways, and they have clarified and made clear. Allah says, for them, I will forgive them because I am the oft forgiving, the most merciful. You know, when Allah says, I am the oft forgiving, a tawwab is someone who continually accepts the tawbah of the same person. So every time you turn back to Allah, you must know Allah has forgiven you. And you turn back to Him again and again and again. Allah will forgive you a million times. Don't lose hope. He is a tawwab. He continues to accept the tawbah coming from the same person as many times as it comes. No losing of hope. May Allah forgive all of us. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, Allah refers to Himself as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And He says He is the Lord, the one and only. He is the one who created. So in verse number 163 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, Wa ilahukum, ilahun wahid, and your Lord, the one who is worthy of worship. When we talk of ilah, it is to do with the worshipping of the one who made you. So we say here, your Lord is the one Lord. Ilahun wahidun. He is one. He is not a part of a company. He's not a part of a partnership. He doesn't have those who've helped him or assist him. He doesn't have deputies, etc. In terms of a vice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. He is the one Lord, the supreme, the owner of every single thing. He is the only one who is owed worship. And Allah says, La ilaha illa huwa. There is none worthy of worship besides Him. Whoever made you, made me, and made entire creation, and whoever I'm going to return to, He is the only one deserving of worship and worthy of worship. So, La ilaha illa huwa. And who is He? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is the most merciful, the most forgiving, most merciful. Obviously, mercy and forgiveness comes hand in hand. But Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, we've spoken about it. I can quickly repeat that Ar-Rahim is a specialized mercy for those who believe. And Rahman is a quality of mercy that encompasses all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tells us He's created all these creatures and He wants us to think about what else He has created, because in that there will be a lot of healing for you. When you sit and watch the ants and look at how they operate, you learn about the bees and the birds, you learn about the butterflies, and you learn about, for example, the other animals, the wildlife that we call it. You learn about the plants, the seas, the oceans, the fish, the millions of types of flora and fauna, the birds and whatever else you have, the heavens and the earth, the planets, the skies, the stars, the earth, the different types of soil, and so much more. Everything around you, humankind, the cells, the DNA, whatever else you're going to learn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed you to look into it, to ponder over it, to learn about it. So that's an amazing instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says in verse number 163 of Surah Al-Baqarah,
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ.
Indeed, in the creation of the skies and the earth, خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and in the movement of the day and the night, and in the movement of the ship on the sea, التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس, in a way that benefits people, and that which Allah has sent down in terms of rain from the skies, in thinking about all of these things and pondering over them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, there are signs for those with sound intellect. So, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, in there are signs for those, or for a people who are intelligent, those who have brains, subhanAllah, those who have an understanding. They will look into all of these creatures in order for that education to bring them closer to Allah. So no matter how highly educated you are, if your education brought you closer to Allah, you will heal very quickly with all the other difficulties coming in your life, and you will have hope of a beautiful hereafter. But if your education has driven you away from Allah, something is wrong. Something is amiss. You need to always be guided by what Allah has sent down. So I will learn and I will look, but I will never contradict what Allah has revealed, because ultimately I firmly believe that what Allah has revealed is the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So we need to understand this. Allah wants us to ponder. Allah has asked us to think about things. Allah has asked us to look into these matters and to study them, study everything that Allah has created. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَأَحْيَى بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ. How Allah has caused the plants to grow after rain, and how Allah has created animals and all these creatures that walk on earth, and Allah has caused the winds to blow and the clouds to come, and all this geography, biology, physics, chemistry, everything is included in this. So those who say we should not allow ourselves to be educated, well, this verse is refuting them. And there are other verses that are similar, where Allah is telling you to ponder over it, to learn about it. Ponder over it and try and understand the greatness of Allah through learning about these creations of Allah. Personally, I'm intrigued by the other planets and how they're discovering, different planets every day. And science is expanding. Like I said, we will not take in what is contradicting what Allah has revealed indeed. But it's very good to know as much as you can. And this education, the primary purpose of it is to be able to achieve closeness of Allah by understanding the creation of Allah a little bit and pondering over it. This is why Allah says, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And in another verse he says, لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. You know, these are signs for those who have understanding, those who are educated, those who, subhanAllah, have sound intellect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a great understanding of it. Now, once we have this understanding,